ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीमेधादक्षिणामूर्ति परब्रह्मणे ॐ भद्रं कन्नेभिः शृणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैः सुष्ठुवागं सस्तनुभिः व्यशेम देवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. सो वी आर सीइंग द डे द फिफ्थ मंत्र वी आर सीइंग दि analysis of Atma or the Atma Swarupa Vicharaha, the inquiry to the truth of I. And Atma is presented as Chatushpad. Chatushpad, Atma, I, Atma, the all-pervasive reality consciousness, the truth of I, or you can say I, Atma, the consciousness, is endowed with four facets, four aspects, and each aspect is called Padaha. Therefore, Atma is known as Chatushpad, Atma. And we saw I, the consciousness, obtaining in waking state, is called Sthulatma, and I, the consciousness, obtaining in dream state is Sukshmatma, and I, the consciousness, obtaining in deep sleep state is called Karanatma. And we say Sthulatma, Sukshmatma, Karanatma. Here, Sthulatma can be divided into two as Pramata and Prameyam. Sukshmatma also is divided into two as Pramata and Prameyam. So Pramata, Prameyam together we say form the Sthulatma. Again the Sukshmatma also is what? Pramata and Prameyam. And Karanatma is also Avyakta, Pramata and Prameyam. Form constitute the Karanatma. And we already seen in the mantra, the third mantra explains this Sthulatma, the fourth mantra explains the Sukshmatma, and the fifth and sixth mantras explain the Karanatma. And one thing I have to remember here, the consciousness associated with individual sthula nama rupa is called Vishvaha. The consciousness associated with total sthula nama rupa is called Prameyam. Or you can say Vyashti sthulam. The consciousness associated with the Vyashti Sthulam is called Pramata. The consciousness associated with the Samashti Sthulam is called Prameyam. Even Pramata and Prameyam together form what? Sthulatma. And the consciousness associated with Vyashti Sthulam is called Vishvaha. The consciousness associated with Samashti Sthulam is called Virat. The consciousness obtaining in waking state associated with the Vyashtisthulam. Vyashtisthulam means what? The individual gross form is Pramata, is called Vishwaha. The consciousness associated with the consciousness obtaining in waking state associated with total or samashti sthulam called Prameyam becomes the Prameyam, which is called Virat. So Virat Vishwarupaha Vaishvanaraha, all the three words are synonyms. So Vishwaha and Virat together form what? Sthulatma. Vishwaha plus Virat, Pramata plus Prameyam, Vishwaha plus Virat is equal to Sthulatma. Hope you understood this. If you have not understood, don't worry. The following verse will make everything very clear. You understand, you listen to the words and get the words now. And this Sthulatma we saw is also covered the whole Samashti. As Vashti, as Pramata is said to be what? Vishwato, we say Bahish. This Pramata, we saw this the first month, see the third mantra also. We'll read the third mantra again, so it become very clear for you. Jagrita sthanaha bahish pragnaha sattangaha ekona vimshati mukaha sthula bhuk vaishvanaraha prathamaha padaha. What the first aspect of the Atma, first facet of the Atma? Sthulatma, known as Sthulatma. What is Sthulatma? The Sthulatma is the name given to consciousness. Which consciousness? Which consciousness is given the name Sthulatma? Which is the Prathama Padaha, first Padaha. The consciousness obtaining in the waking state, associated with the individual gross form, is known as Vishwaha. The same consciousness obtaining in waking state, associated with the total gross form, is known as what? Is becomes the Prameyam, is known as what? Virat. Virat, otherwise called Vaishvanaraha. Therefore, you got to understand one thing here, very important, because Radhaniji emailed me, asked me for some doubts. Virat, Vaishvanaraha and Vishwaha, all the three words are synonyms. Virat, Vishwarupaha, Vaishvanaraha. I'll repeat it. Virat, Vishwarupaha, Vaishvanaraha, they all synonyms. Virat also means what? Prameyam. Samashti Prameyam, isn't it? When you say Samashti, the conscious, there's no Prameyam without consciousness. There's no Pramata without consciousness. You have to remember this fact. There's no Pramata without, Pramata means knower. There's no knower without consciousness. There is no known without consciousness. So the consciousness obtaining in waking state alone is associated with the gross individual form, is called what? Pramata. Becomes the Pramata, the knower, who is known as Vishwaha. The consciousness obtaining in waking state associated with Vyashti Sthula Rupam, associated with the individual Sthula Rupam, becomes the Pramata, known as Vishwaha. The consciousness associated with Samashti Sthulam, obtaining in waking state, associated with the Samashti Sthulam, becomes the Prameyam, known as Virat. So Virat is another, what is the another word for Virat? Vaishvanaraha. What is another word for Vaishvanaraha? Vishwarupaha. Therefore, we do not differentiate. There is no knower. Knower cannot be there without the manifestation of consciousness. Consciousness cannot become manifest unless the mind is functional. Mind cannot be functional unless the sukshma indwells in a gross body. See, I don't need to give you this much explanation. This must have been already understood. This Upanishad expects all of us to have this much understanding already. But still, the doubt might come to you. So I want to make it very clear. This is not connected to the Mandukya Upanishad class. It's explanation for your doubts, queries. Why do we say the consciousness associated with Vyashti Sthula Rupam becomes the Pramatha? Why do we say that? Consciousness associated with the Vyashti Sthula Shariram alone becomes the Pramatha. Why do we say this? Because the consciousness, the Pramatha means knower, isn't it? When is the knower available? When is the knower available? The knower is available. The knower is available for transaction. The knower is only when there is manifestation of consciousness. The consciousness is manifest only when the mind is functional, which means the sukshma is functional, isn't it? This the sukshma shariram, mind can be functional only when the sukshma shariram indwells the gross body. The sukshma shariram does not indwell the gross body, then sukshma shariram is alive, it is very much existent, but it is non-functional. When it is non-functional, then there is no manifestation of consciousness. Consciousness is present in sukshma shariram. It has nothing to do with Mandukya. It's a separate class for you. Okay, it's not Mandukya class. It's for your understanding. See, when is consciousness manifest? Consciousness is always existent because consciousness is the very reality. There's no time consciousness becomes absent. There's no time consciousness is not existent, is it? Consciousness is always because eternal, all-pervasive reality. Only thing is, when is consciousness manifest? When is it not manifest? When is it manifest? When is it not manifest? When the consciousness is manifest, there is knower principle available. Whenever the consciousness is not manifest, then the knower is not available. Is it clear now? The knower is not available. So for the conscious, for the knower to be available, there must be manifestation. For the consciousness to become manifest, there must be what? The manifesting medium which is functional. The mind is manifesting medium, you know very well. And what is this mind? Mind is part of the sukshma shariram. Your sukshma shariram, when can it be functional? When can the mind be functional? Mind can be functional only when the mind, along with other sukshma aspects, indwells the gross physical form. Is it clear? It is not for Mandukya now. It is separate. When is Pramatha available? It's explanation. Because Rodniji's questions created in me lot of, I thought, okay, I had to do a lot of things. Explanation. Before going to the new lesson. He emailed me, so I thought, let me do it. These questions must be in all the minds. So I want to do it as a class. This you can understand if you remember the Dhritarashtra Viveka class. Is it clear now? That is why we say when the parabdha ends, when the sukshma shariram leaves the physical body. Now we are not doing mandukyam, okay? I'm only clarifying the doubts. When the parabdha ends, when the sukshma leaves the physical body, what happens? The sukshma leaves the physical body becomes lifeless, dead. It's okay, fine. But what happens to the sukshma? What happens to the mind? Is it still functioning? Mind is alive, mind is present, but is non-functional. That is why when there's non-functional mind means what? There is conscious, there's no manifestation of consciousness. There's no knowledge I am. There's no knowledge the world is. There's no interaction, there's no transaction. That is why death is like what? After death, until you are born, you are like in sleep. Is it clear now? Now, this is a very important lesson. Therefore, we say, the sthula atma, when you say, the pramata, the knower obtaining in waking state, the known, the knowable obtaining in the waking state, together form what? The knower and the knowable, pramata and prameyam, obtaining in waking state, together constitute sthulatma. Which means there is no pramata without consciousness, there is no prameyam without consciousness. There is no prameyam, there is no knowable without the knower. There is no knower without the consciousness. Therefore, what we understand here, the first facet means the consciousness is gets the name sthulatma. Like water gets the name ocean. What is ocean? Ocean is the name of the water obtaining in certain condition with a certain form and name, isn't it? Water always does not get the name ocean. Water gets the name ocean in certain condition with certain namarupa. Like that, when does consciousness get the name sthulatma? The consciousness obtaining in the waking state. Associated with what? Associated with sthula namarupa. What is sthula namarupa? The sthula namarupa, there is, you know, we say both pramata and prameyam. And when does the consciousness become the pramata? When does the consciousness become the prameyam? Same consciousness bifurcates, isn't it? There's a bifurcation. There's a pramata also consciousness, prameyam also is consciousness. Knower is consciousness, knowable also is consciousness. When does it become the knower? When does it become the prameyam, knowable? The consciousness obtaining in waking state associated with individual sthula rupam becomes the pramata. Any individual, doesn't matter. The consciousness obtaining in waking state associated with the samashti namarupa become what? The prameyam. Becomes the prameyam. So as pramata, consciousness is given the name Vishwaha. As prameyam, consciousness gets the name Virat. So Virat and Vishwaha together is what? Sthulatma. And sthulatma is explained as Bahish Prajna Ekona Vimshati Mukaha Sthulabhug Vaishwanaraha Saptangaha. You have seen this already. There is no any pramata. Wherever you see pramata, pramata means only knower. The knower in any individual is what? Consciousness. We don't say no words. We never say no words. No plural form. Nowhere in you, nowhere in me, nowhere in him, nowhere in her, nowhere in that person, nowhere in this person, nowhere in anyone, nowhere in everyone, nowhere in anyone is consciousness, Atma. Therefore, Atma associated with the Vyakti, Sthula Namarupa is what? Vishwaha, Pramata. And as a, here, how does it bifurcate? The question comes. Now how, in once you fall asleep, you the waker, in dream, you are the knower and you are the known also. The known universe also is you, the knower also is you. Pramata, the Swapna Pramata is the waker, Swapna Prameyam also is the waker, isn't it? The knower and the knowable of the dream experience, both are what? One and the same waker. Similarly, the pramata and prameyam of the waking state, are both are one and the same consciousness. I, Atma, the consciousness. And then what we say? The sthula book also, only in waking state you are experiencing the experience of the enjoyment of the external gross forms. You know, the sound, the form, color, shape, smell, touch, all of them, all the gross objects you experience only in the waking state. Not like the form and color, even the sound you hear. The form you see, the shape you see, the colors you experience, the smell you smell, the fragrance and stink you smell, the taste you experience, the taste of different things you eat, enjoy, the touch you experience, all of them, all those objects which you experience in waking state are gross objects. The sound you hear is a gross object in waking state. The form you see is a gross object. The colors you perceive is a gross object. The smell, the fragrance you experience in waking state is a gross object. So these gross objects experienced in the waking state are sthula prameya, sthula nama, the objects, gross objects. And the exponent, who is the one who is experiencing these gross objects in waking state? The experiencer, the knower, the enjoyer of the gross objects in the waking state is who? The pramata, the knower, isn't it? That knower is another than consciousness. It was sthula book. Therefore, and Vaishvanaraha, Virat, which we have already seen. So don't need any confusion at all. It can be very clear about it. There is no difference as Vaishvanaraha. Why it is called Vaishvanaraha? Why the consciousness obtaining in waking state associated with Samashti Sthula Nama Rupa, Samashti Sthulam becomes the Virat? And why is it known as Vaishvanaraha? No, actually Shankara gives a beautiful meaning. Vishvesham naranam anekadha nayanat vaishvanaraha. Vishvesham naranam anekadha nayanat vaishvanaraha. One consciousness alone obtains as waker in all the minds. We don't say no words. The no, many no words. No. No word is always one. It's Vaishvanaraha. Another meaning is विश्वहच्च असौ नरश्च इति विश्वानरः एव वैश्वानरः. शंकरा गिव्स द कमेंटरी. विश्वः च असौ नरः. विश्वः मीन्स वाट? विश्वः मीन्स ऑल द नेम्स एंड फॉर्म्स कॉन्स्टिट्यूट विश्वः. अंड नरः मीन्स वाट? नरः मीन्स इंडिस्ट्रिक्टेबल रियालिटी. The indestructible reality as appearing in the innumerably countless forms, with innumerably countless names is called Vaishvanaraha. The indestructible reality appearing in innumerable forms with innumerable names is called Vaishvanaraha. So what is the word Virat mean? Vividham Rajate iti Virat. Vividham Rajate means what? That which shines as many. That which shines in varieties of forms. That which shines in multifarious forms is called Virat. ஒரே பொருள் பலவாக விளங்குகின்ற ஒரு பொருளுக்கு பெயர் விராட். பலவாக விளங்குகின்ற ஒரு பொருளுக்கு பெயர் விராட். தி ஒன் ரியாலிட்டி விச் ஷைன்ஸ் அஸ் மெனி கவுண்ட்லெஸ் ஃபார்ம்ஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் விராட். விவிதம் ராஜதே இது விராட். அண்ட் விஸ்வரூபா, ஒன் ஹூ ஷைன்ஸ் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் தி யூனிவர்ஸ், one who shines as all the objects of the world is Virat. Vishwaha, Vishwarupaha. The one who shines as all the objects of the universe is what? Vishwaha, Vishwarupaha. Therefore, all the three words mean the same. When you say Vaishvanaraha or Virat, or Vishwarupaha, all the three are synonyms. So there is no Pramatrutvam without the association with the individual gross form. See, the knower can be there only when there is manifestation of consciousness. And manifestation of consciousness is only in the human mind as I. In every other subtle form also there is manifestation of consciousness. Again, it's not Mandukya, I'm going away to make it very clear. See, wherever consciousness is manifest, there we say there's a life. The consciousness is all pervasive reality. Therefore, the inanimate also is pervaded by consciousness. Animate also is pervaded by consciousness. But the animate and inanimate, what is the difference? In terms of pervasiveness of consciousness, both are the same. But in terms of manifestation of consciousness, animate is different, inanimate is different. In an inanimate thing, consciousness is present but not manifest. But in animate, consciousness is present, not only present, it also manifest. Okay, this difference between animate and inanimate. Unarvi irikkirathu, anal vilangamal irikkirathu. Consciousness is but unmanifest in inanimate. Consciousness not only is but also is manifest in animate. Okay. There again, what is the difference between plants and animals? Plants are also animate. Animals are also animate. All the insects, the worms, the human beings. What's the difference? In every living creature, there is manifestation of consciousness, but the level of manifestation of consciousness differs from being to being. Level of manifestation of consciousness differs from being to being. that how much is the knowledge, the consciousness manifest in amoeba, how much is consciousness manifest in Paramesham, you know, how much is the life there. How much is now consciousness manifest in a plant? How much is consciousness manifest in ant and elephant or tiger or a carnivorous animal or a domestic animal? How much is there manifest? And how much is manifest in frog, fish? And how much is conscious manifest in a human being? We say the highest form of manifestation of consciousness is in the human being. That is why Aram Arivu, sixth sense, we say. The maximum, you can see the five senses are the manifestation of consciousness is very good. We say the level of manifestation is high where there are five. No, the five senses are there. Whereas in a human being, there's a sixth sense also. What is it? There's no other being where consciousness is manifest as I, the knowledge I am. And that is only in human mind. Not even the physical body. In your physical body, consciousness is manifest as it is manifest in an animal or a plant. In your shariram also, in the physical body also, consciousness is manifest. How much is it manifest? But where is it manifest as I? Only in human mind. Therefore, the levels, the inanimate consciousness is present but not manifest. Therefore, we call them non-living things. So, non-living things do not, non-living things are not devoid of consciousness. There is conscious, but consciousness is not transactable there because it is not manifest, not available for understanding. But in living beings, consciousness is manifest. And keeping with the species, the level of manifestation also differs from being to being. The highest form of manifestation of consciousness is in human mind. So now here, when we say, na Vishwaha, na Virat, means what? So, the whole Jagat is what? All the forms, all the names, all the forms, all objectifiable, the knowable. The consciousness is consciousness associated with the knowable becomes the Virat. Consciousness associated with the Prameyam. Which Prameyam? No, Samashti Sthulam, Sthulam, the Prameyam. Prameyam includes what? Consciousness associated with Samashti Sthulam Prapancha. Samashti Sthula Prameyam, a Sthula Prameyam, a Samashti Sthula Prapanchaha is Prameyam, the Virat. The consciousness associated with Vyashti Sthulam becomes the Pramata. And Pramata and Prameyam together form what? Sthulatma, which is first Padaha. Is it clear? Clear or not?
Yes.
Okay. We'll go on to the next one now. Similarly, Swapna, Swapnasthanaha, Antapragnaha. Again, Antapragnaha also is very clear. Why? Because Antapragya means the pragya. You are aware of only objects which are experienced inside, projected by the mind. Therefore, not external. Therefore, Antapragya. The same thing. And then, there is also experiencer. There is also knower, pramata and prameyam. That pramata, the knower, experiences what? only the subtle, collected by the mind alone. Therefore, we say this Pravivikta book, which means the experience of knower of the subtle, internally projected, my mental projected world, is called Pravivikta book. So the consciousness, same consciousness, is known as become gets the name what? Sukshmatma. When does consciousness get the name Sukshmatma? When does the water get the name vapor? Same water gets the name vapor in different condition, isn't it? When does it get the name, the ocean? When does the water get the name or a lake or a pond? Same water in a different situation, in a given condition, the given name and form, the same water gets the name, different name. Like that, the same consciousness, I, Atma, the consciousness, is known as what? Sukshmatma, which is a second padaha. Which consciousness gets the name Sukshmatma? The consciousness obtaining in the dream state. The consciousness obtaining in the dream state means what? The state changes, the mind state of mind changes, but still then state of mind changes because that's the nature of the mind. Then what happens to consciousness? Consciousness was present in the waking state. The same consciousness continues to be present in the dream state also. But now in dream state, associated with what? Now the consciousness associated with what? As pramata and prameyam, associated with the dream universe. Therefore, the consciousness obtaining in dream state, associated with the dream individual body, in dream individual body, gets the name Taijasaha. And the same consciousness associated with Samashti Prameyam, the dream Prameyam, the total Prameyam. So the consciousness obtaining in dream state, associated with the dream body, becomes the Taijasaha, Pramata. The same consciousness associated with the dream total form, dream form, becomes the dream Prameyam, is called Hiranyagarbha. So Taijasaha plus Hiranyagarbha is equal to what? Sukshmatma. Like Vishwaha plus Virat is equal to Vaishvanaraha, or Virat is equal to Sthulatma. Taijasaha plus Hiranyagarbha is equal to Sukshmatma. Okay, which is second padaha. Now same consciousness the condition is different, isn't it? Associated with what? The same consciousness associated with obtaining in the dream, deep sleep state. And what is deep sleep state? We saw and we stopped last class. Yatra suptaha kanchana kamam kamayate nakanchana swapnam pashyati tat sushuptam. The deep sleep state is that wherein one does not desire any external object. Does not have any desire for external object. Wherein one does not see any dream, experience any dream, that state is called deep sleep state. And the deep sleep state is called what? Sushupti avastha. And the consciousness obtaining in the deep sleep state is called what? Sushupta sthanaha. Now we'll start our lesson. Okay, we'll read it now. Sushuptasthanaha. Are you all fresh enough now?
Yes.
Okay. Sushuptasthanaha. Yeki bhutaha. प्रज्ञान घनः एव आनंदमयः हि आनंदभुक् चेतो मुखः प्राज्ञः तृतीयः पादः Like the consciousness obtaining in the deep sleep state is called Karanatma. The Karanatma means what here? The Karanatma means wherein the Pramata and Prameyam both remain undifferentiated and unmanifest in causal condition. Therefore, consciousness obtaining in deep sleep state, associated with undifferentiated, unmanifest Namarupa, Pramata and Prameyam, is called what? Karanatma. Therefore, in the Karanatma, we had understand here, the consciousness associated with the individual Karana Shariram, is called prajnaha. The consciousness associated with samashti karanam is called Ishvaraha or antaryami. So like how we have earlier, the consciousness associated with vyashti sthulam obtaining in waking is called Vishvaha. And we had Taijasaha in dream state. Like that here, the Pramata, a consciousness associated with individual Karna Shariram is called Prajnaha. The consciousness associated with Samashti Karanam, Karana Prapancha is called, becomes what? Becomes the Prameyam. The consciousness associated with the individual Karna Shariram is Pramata, the Prajnaha. The consciousness associated with Samashti Karana Prapancha becomes the Prameyam, otherwise called Antaryami or Ishwaraha. You will see the beautiful meaning here, anyway. And all of them I'll sum up again next class, the following. Here, because it's very subtle, lot of things you need to understand. Upanishad itself presents the fifth mantra. In fifth mantra, Karanatma is discussed as the Prajna. Prajna. And the Karanatma is discussed as the Ishwaraha in sixth mantra. The Karanatma is discussed as Prajnaha in the fifth mantra. The sixth mantra discusses Karanatma as the Antaryami. So separate two mantras are given here, which means you can understand how important it is. Okay. This. Now we'll see first only. Now it became very clear. All the doubts will resolve. Other doubts also will resolve in this context. Because Prajnaha is discussed separately in fifth mantra. Antaryami is discussed separately in sixth mantra. What is Prajnaha? What is Ishwaraha or Antaryami? Here. The consciousness obtaining in deep sleep state associated with the individual Karna Shariram is called Prajnaha. The consciousness obtaining in deep sleep state associated with Karana Prapancha, the total causal universe, becomes the காரண பிரமேயம் அதர் இஸ் கால்ட் ஈஸ்வரஹா ஆர் அந்தர்யாமி. I want to know these three words. You see the mantra number 6. Mantra number 6. Just get the words first. I want to just only translation first I want to give you. Sarveshwaraha. Yeshaha Sarveshwaraha. Sarveshwaraha means what? Omnipotent. And next word. Sarvajnaha Omniscient. All-knowing. And Yeshaha Antaryami means omnipresent. Three words have come across now. Omnipotent, omniscient and omnipresent. Sarveshwaraha omnipotent, Sarvajnaha omniscient or all-knowing. Antaryami means what? Omnipresent. Okay? And we had understand all the three very beautifully. We'll see that later on. Now come back to this. Come back to our actual mantra. So, Sushupta Sthanaha. So, consciousness obtaining in the dream state, sorry, deep sleep state is called Sushupta Sthanaha or Karanatma. And then Karanatma is what now? It's also called what? Yeki Bhutaha. Yeki Bhutaha. Yeki Bhutaha means, see, all the forms, the differences are all resolved. As what? The subject-object difference is not there. Triputi differences are not there. See, knower, knowable difference is not there. Knower, knowledge, known. Triputi Bhedaha. You can say Dvaita Bhedaha or Triputi Bhedaha. Okay, duality or triad, difference of triad, okay, are not there. Which means, can you only when the sense organs are functional, only when there's perception, the external world is perceived, or the dream world is perceived, then it is the sense organs alone bring about the differentiation. Like eyes differentiate the form, color, light, the power of hearing differentiate the sound from other objects. The power of smelling differentiates this fragrance from other objects. The power of taste differentiates the taste from other objects. The power of touch also differentiates touch from other objects. So the whole world is what differentiated as 5 different objects. Only in the waking state. Only in the dream state. Only when the sense organs are functional. In deep sleep state, all these differences are what not there. Differences are not there in deep sleep state. Therefore, objects are not differentiated. They become undifferentiated. In deep sleep state, do you perceive anything? Are your sense organs functioning? No. Therefore, you have no difference of objects. Therefore, all the objects remain as one. The objects are not perceived, they are not non-existent, but they are all dormant. Okay, they're all late, they all remain as one, undifferentiated, because they're all unmanifest. Okay, therefore, Eki Bhutaha means all the differences are resolved, all the differences are resolved, they remain as one. Therefore, Eki Bhutaha. So the Karanatma obtaining in deep sleep state is the one wherein everything remains as one. All the forms the sound form, color form, taste form, touch form, all these different objects resolve. Therefore, the objects are resolved, differences are resolved, therefore the names are also resolved. Therefore, the resolved names and forms, without the differences, they remain as one. Eki bhutaha. In deep sleep state, for you there is no sound. You can't differentiate the sound, form, or color, or touch, or taste, anything. Eki bhutaha. Eki bhutaha means ondraha irittal, ondraha ahirittal, ondra ahudal. It's called eki bhutaha. They all remain, all the different objects, losing their forms and losing their names, what does it mean? They remain dormant. They remain as one undifferentiated, unmanifest reality. Very eki bhuta. Okay, when the forms are differentiation of forms is not there. Therefore, differentiation of names also cannot be there, isn't it? The sense organs are non-functional. Therefore, what happens? Differentiation of forms of different objects is not there. And differentiation of names are also not there. Therefore, difference in cognitions also cannot be there. Only in waking state, no doctor, we can say radiologist. They are anesthetist. You know, the another person is a musician. Another person is an actress. No, different knowledge, different cognitions. A physicist has physics knowledge. The physicist, the different cognitions of different objects. All the cognitions, also what happened? What are you a radiologist in deep sleep state? In deep sleep state, all of us are what? Ignorant. In deep sleep state, there's no cognition of anything. Different cognitions. Cognition, suppose this is a book cognition, pen cognition, physics cognition, no, science cognition, art cognition, people cognition. Where is the cognition? Because the names or forms are not resolved. Difference in forms is resolved. Difference in names also is resolved. There were difference in cognitions also is resolved. Isn't it? The difference in cognition alone cannot be there. See, if I show you what is this, if I ask you, you know, if you, the form, the name is manifest, the form is manifest, name is manifest, it is a, no, it's a specs box. You know, the spectacle box, I can say. And there's a cognition. There's a spectacle box, isn't it? Suppose the forms are resolved, names are resolved, then the cognitions of the differentiating the cognition also is what? Resolved. When all the cognitions of all the different name forms and different objects, they remain as one, we say what now? Prajnana ghanaha. Prajnana means specific knowledge or specific cognition is called prajnanam. In this context, prajnanam literally means consciousness, but here prajnana means prakarshena jnayate iti prajnanam. Specific knowledge about a specific thing is called what? Cognition is called prajnanam. So prajnana ghanaha means in deep sleep state, prajnana ghanaha is none other the one source of all manifest knowledge, isn't it? The cognitions, all the cognitions of different objects. You say book is means a book cognition, pen cognition, light cognition, flower cognition, plant cognition, isn't it? Knowledge of different objects, different things. All that knowledge, what happens to it? It all remains as unmanifest, undifferentiated cognitions is called what? Prajnana Ganaha. In deep sleep, say when all of us are asleep, all of us remain as what? Ignorant. You can't say in deep sleep state also, I knew at the time, I was a radiologist. I knew what all I know about radiology. What all I know about physics. What all I know about even cooking. Anything, any knowledge. Is there knowledge in deep sleep state? We can't say knowledge is not. I mean, we say all the knowledge remain as undifferentiated. Your cooking knowledge, your driving knowledge, your professional knowledge, your any other knowledge, the world knowledge, the politics, all the knowledge of different things, what all you know, all those things remain as one. You don't differentiate. This is my professional knowledge. This is my, household knowledge. All those things remain as one undifferentiated knowledge. It's called prajnana ghanaha. Why there is no differentiation in knowledge or cognitions? Because there's no differentiation of forms. There's no differentiation of names. All these, the forms remain as one. The names remain as one. Cognitions also remain as one. The names and forms remain as one, undifferentiated, unmanifest. Therefore, it's called Yeki Bhutaha. All the cognitions remain as one, undifferentiated. Therefore, called Prajnana Ghanaha. Is it called? Is it clear? So, Yeki Bhutaha Prajnana Ghanaha. Prajnana Ghanaha. Next. Yeva Anandamayaha. Can you read after me? Anandamayaha. Next is Anandamayaha. Is Sthulatma as Pramata as, this is Karanatma as Pramata is Eki Bhutaha, Prajnana Ghanaha. No, Anandamayaha. So Karanatma is a Tritiyaha Padaha, you know that third aspect. Now Anandamayaha. See, Anandamayaha means what? One who is saturated in happiness. So being saturated in happiness or fullness is called Anandamayaha. What is the difference between Anandamayaha and Ananda Swarupaha? Very important thing. Anandamayaha means the experience which is subject to change. Ananda Swarupaha means the nature which does not change. Anandamayaha means, here you have to understand how there is experience of bliss. Is it so? Anandamayaha means there is the state of fullness. It's called Anandamayaha. What does it mean here? How is it possible? Because when this, all the identity, the nama rupas are resolved, the forms are resolved, names are resolved, therefore cognition also is resolved. In deep sleep state, there is no name difference, there's no form, differentiation of forms, even there's no differentiation of names also. Differentiation of cognition also is not there. I am this. I am this. I am the human being different from this experienced world. I am this means what? Subject, object, division is not there. One division. Another difference. I am the knower. I know this world. This world is object of knowledge. Therefore, Jnatru Jnana Jneya Triputi Bhedaha. Knower, knowledge, known. This triad difference is also not there in deep sleep state. You can say Dvaita Bhedaha Nasti or Triputi Bhedaha Nasti. Dvaita Bhedaha means what? Knower, known. Subject, object, duality is not there in deep sleep state. And then the knower, known, knowledge, this triad difference also is not there in, I can call it either this or that, okay? Difference is not there in deep sleep state. Is there a knower, known, knowledge difference in deep sleep state? No. Is there subject-object division in deep sleep state? No. These divisions are not there, differentiation is not there, the differences are not there. Therefore, individuality is also localization, isolation also is not there. In deep sleep state, isolation is not there. Individuality is not there. Thungi poita, in deep sleep state, do not know you are an individual different from the world. You do not even know you are, you do not even know the universe is. Where is the know? There's no knower, there's no the known, there's no knowledge, there's no nothing. Therefore, what happens in deep sleep state, the triad difference is resolved, subject-object duality is also resolved, all these differences being not there, individuality is also not there. The individuality is not there, the limitations, super, this is the, also what now, are not there. When you are not there, where's the question of you are being a limited individual? Individuality is not there means what? Limitations are not there. I'm a mortal, I was born, I'm going to die, I'm this much, I'm of this height, I'm of this weight, I'm of this much money, I'm of this much status, I'm of this much strength, I'm of this much influence, I'm of this much fame, name, popularity, all these, you know, limitations centered on I are also not there because very individuality is not there. These limitations will be there only when there is individuality. Individuality will be there only when there is division, only when there is this triad triputi bheda. Deep sleep state, subject-object division is not there. Therefore, the differences are not there, individuality is not there, therefore, the limitations are also not there. I am this much. That notion, no, that notions expressing your limitations, superimposed limitations also not there. So, whenever limitations are not there, then there is limitlessness. That limitlessness is what? Happiness. But these limitless limitations, the limitlessness is not born of the understanding of the nature of the Atma. The limitations are dormant. Limitations are there. See, in knowledge, you resolve the limitations through knowledge or understanding. But in ignorance, here, in a deep sleep state, ignorance is still there, but limitations, what happened to limitations? They become dormant. When the limitations are dormant, they're as good as non-existent. That difference, jnanathukum, thookathukum is difference, okay? What is in knowledge? The limitations are resolved through understanding. Therefore, there is the happiness, permanent happiness. In ignorance, in deep sleep state, ignorance is still there, but still the limitations are dormant, resolved. Dormant. Dormant means what? The limitations are dormant means that the limitations are still there, but they are dormant. Therefore, they are as good as non-existent. Therefore, there is an experience, isn't it? It's experience. Which means, which object to change. for Anandamayaha. Hope you understood it. Have you understood the difference between Anandamayaha and Ananda Swarupaha? I'm going to talk about the Ananda Swarupaha later on as the fourth Turiyatma, but now you understand Anandamayaha. It is called Nirvikalpaka Avastha. I tell you, when the subject-object division is not there, it's called Nirvikalpaka Avastha. Or knower known knowledge division is not there, it is called Nirvikalpaka Avastha. In waking state, there is Savikalpaka Avastha. Because over known knowledge division is there. And in dream also, what you have dream, Savikalpaka Avastha. But in deep sleep state, there is no Savikalpaka Avastha. There is no division. Subject-object division is not there. Knower knowable division is not there. Knower known knowledge, Triputi difference is not there. The difference free, difference less state is called what? Nirvikalpaka Avastha. So in Nirvikalpaka Avastha, what happens? Whether it is a samadhi or it is a deep sleep state. Understand now. Through meditation also, you can have this state of mind. What is this? Now we understand the samadhi also. Nirvikalpaka Avastha means what? The state of mind wherein you have all the differences resolved. Actually, you can say all the differences remain dormant. Subject, because ignorance is there still in samadhi also. There is Nirvikalpaka Avastha. Avastha means state. Nirvikalpaka Avastha means what? Karana Avastha. Karana Avastha means what? All the Namarupa differences remain dormant, remain not resolved. Differences are not there. Subject-object division is not there. The names or forms are, forms remain as one. Names remain as one. The differences are resolved, manifest, they all remain undifferentiated. The cognitions are also, what now, remain as one, undifferentiated. Undifferentiated cognitions, undifferentiated forms, undifferentiated names, wherein subject-object division is not there. Naan arihiravan, the ulagam ariyappadugindra ondru, I am the knower, this universe is knowable, known. Is the difference existing in deep sleep state? No. The same thing will be there what? In samadhi also. But the samadhi experience means Nirvikalpaka Avastha. And we can say, otherwise we can say what is called duality. Subject-object is called duality. Is not there. And also what is not there? You can say Triputi Bhedaha is also not there. Either you can say this or that. No or no knowledge, Triputi difference is not. Triad difference also is not there. So these differences remain, what now? Dormant. The difference all not there means they're all, it's called Nirvikalpaka Avastha. So Nirvikalpaka Avastha means what? It will subject to change. It will not remain the same, okay? It will change. Therefore, that the experience in, whenever there's Nirvikalpaka Avastha, these differences are not there, they remain dormant, then what happens? Limitations remain dormant. In Nirvikalpaka Avastha, the limitations remain dormant. Whenever the limitations remain dormant, they're as good as non-existent. Therefore, there is experience of what? There is happiness. There is fullness. But that happiness is what? It's anandamayaha, because it is subject to change. What is not subject to change is anandaswarupaha. What is subject to change is Anandam Mayaha. Ananda Swarupaha, actually, in Ananda Swarupaha means it is a nature of the reality which you recognize. As your own Swarupa, which is permanent, wherein you cognitively resolve the differences. Whereas in Ananda Mayaha is also what? Is also in Ananda Swarupaha, the differences are resolved cognitively in knowledge. Whereas Ananda Mayaha means the state of mind wherein everything remains, all the differences are not there. Therefore, limitations remain dormant. Therefore, there is no dukkham. It's called Ananda Mayaha, bliss. Okay. Hope you understood very well. Where it's a Sushupti and a Samadhi, both have Nirvikalpaka Avastha. So, Karana Avastha or Nirvikalpaka Avastha means you understand now what it is. When can you have Karana Avastha? In deep sleep state or also in Samadhi. So what does the Vedanta say? Don't work for Nirvikalpaka Samadhi Avastha. Don't work very hard for Nirvikalpaka Samadhi experience that you have every day in sleep, because that is subject to change. Work very hard and practice so long for meditation, and you can sleep. Next is he Ananda Bhuk. Ananda Bhuk. Ananda Bhuk means who is the one? No, the one who experiences, who is the no experiencer of that bliss? Experiencer of the bliss. Ananda Bhuk. Ananda Bhuk means experiencer of the bliss, isn't it? Anandam Bhunkte iti Ananda Bhuk. There is no experiencer of the bliss. Here you have to understand one thing. The experiencer means, the knower means, what is the difference between waking state and the deep sleep state? In waking state, there is, you are aware of your being the experiencer. You are aware of your experience being registered. In deep sleep state, you are not aware of your being the knower. You are not, okay, you are aware. You are aware of your experience being registered also. That is the difference. In waking state, you know you are the knower. And you are aware that whatever you are, listen now, you know you are all listening to me. You are aware of your being a listener. And you're aware of what is being heard, getting registered also. Deep sleep said, what happens? You are not aware. You are not aware that you are, but you do not know that the experience is getting registered also. But there's a memory without the knowledge of what now there is. The experience is registered also. How do we know? Next day when you wake up, you can tell, I slept well, I did not know anything, means that experience you had got registered. Isn't it? Therefore, Ananda book means the one in whose presence the experience of bliss is registered. It gets registered. Ananda book. Then, Cheto Mukaha means something very interesting. You can never dream, never go to the dream state, never have dream experience straight away from waking state. You have to fall asleep, then through the sleep, deep sleep state alone, you can get, deep sleep state is like an entrance. You have to fall asleep, and through the deep sleep state alone, you have entered into the dream. Can anyone say here, no, I can straight away dream from the waking state without falling asleep? There's somebody, that means that person must be only dreaming the whole day and night. There's no waking at all. There's somebody who says, without falling asleep, I straight away a dream. Can you say that? No. You can never have the experience of dream state without going through what? Without falling asleep first. So, the deep sleep state is like an entrance for the dream experience. And also, from the dream experience also, you can straight away, you cannot wake up. You know that? From dream also, you have to go back to deep sleep state. From deep sleep state alone, you can come back to waking state. Yes, you have to think very well. Therefore, deep sleep state is like an entrance for the one, you know, to come back to the waking state from dream state, or for one to go back to deep dream state also, one has to go through the waking state. So, deep sleep state is like an entrance to come back to waking state, and deep sleep state like an entrance to go to deep dream state. Without going through the deep sleep state, one cannot have dream experience, nor can one wake up straight away from dream. Nor can one wake up straight away from dream. One has to go back to deep sleep state. From deep sleep state alone, one can wake up. Therefore, it is like a corridor. Deep sleep state is like a corridor for the dream and also for the waking. So it is in between the dream and the waking. Chetaha means deep sleep, dream and waking are called chetaha. Dream state and waking state, two states are known by the word chetaha. Mukham means entrance. So, the state which is the sukshma, the karanatma means what now? The karanatma, one who obtains in deep sleep state, is like the entrance for what? Entrance for the deep sleep dream and the waking states. The deep sleep state is like the entrance for the dream and the waking states. Is it clear or not? So, Cheto Mukaha means the one who is like the entrance, the corridor for the waking and the deep dream states. Chetomukaha. The word chetaha stands for both waking state and the dream state. Mukham means an entrance, like corridor, like a gate, like a door in between. You have to fall asleep, then you can dream. You have to fall asleep, then you wake up. It's called Cheto Mukaha. Is it clear? Yeah. And this consciousness obtaining in deep sleep state associated with the Karana Vyashti Karana Shariram is called Prajnaha. Prajnaha is what? Karanatma is what now? As a Prajna, we have all these explanations. Yeki Bhutaha Prajnana Ganaha Anandamayaha Anandabhuk Cheto Mukaha Prajnaha Tritiyaha Padaha. But still, we have what? The consciousness obtaining in deep sleep state associated with the Samashti Karana Prapancha. It's called what? Karanatma. The other way is called what? Sarvantaryami. Sarveshwaraha. Sarvajnaha. The beautiful. We are going to see Ishvara concept very beautifully. Sarvasya Yonihi. Sarvasya Yonihi means what? The material cause of everything. And not, when you say material cause, what does it mean? That which is the source of the creation, sustenance and resolution. Therefore, he says, Prabhavaha Apyayaha Cha. Prabhavaha means that which is the source of beginning. And apyaha means that the source of resolution. Well, what does it mean? Srishti laya, srishti sthiti laya karanam. We all need explanation, which I will do in the next class, okay? I have not completed, I have only done the word meaning today. Everything I need to re-explain. Everything I need to explain first. I only today, what I did is only word meanings. The Karanatma, the third pada, I'll again explain everything again. I don't know whether I can say what I did is explanation today. No, it's only word meanings. Every word meaning has to be answered very clearly. Listen to me carefully. Next words, I want to finish that out is to make it auspicious end. I want to complete that. But I'll redo the mantra number 5 and 6 following class. See, Yeshaha. See the next mantra? Yeshaha. Sixth mantra. Yeshaha. Hey. Sarveshwaraha. Yeshaha. Sarvajnaha. Yeshaha. Antaryami. Yeshaha Yonihi Sarvasya Prabhavapyayauhi Bhutanam. What does it mean? Yeshaha Sarveshwaraha. This Karanatma, what is Karanatma here? The consciousness obtaining in deep sleep state associated with entire causal universe. Samashti Karana Prapancha. All the causal Namarupa is called Sarveshwaraha Omnipotent. Omnipotent means what? All the unmanifest names and forms. It means what? Nothing is created. Nothing is created here. Everything is already there. The forms are already there. The names are also already there. But forms, are, how are they? They remain as undifferentiated. Like clay, in the clay, all the earthen worlds remain unmanifested. All the forms are there, all the names are there, and all the knowledge of all those forms and names also already there. But now Sarveshwaraha, omnipotent, Sarvajnaha, and all the knowledge and skill, from where everything becomes manifest. So, what? Sarvajnaha, omniscient, all knowing. And therefore, and that Atma, and it pervades everything. There's nothing which is not pervaded, which Nama, which Rupam is not pervaded by that. Therefore, Antaryami means omnipresent. Every word needs explanation. I'll take care of it next class. Antaryami. Then Sarvasya Yonihi means, because it is Sarveshwaraha, omnipotent, we say what now? It is material cause of everything. Not only material cause of everything means what? Sarvasya Yonihi means, Yonihi means material cause. What does it mean? Prabhavaha Apyayaha Cha. Prabhavaha means Srishti Karanam, the cause of creation, the source of creation. Apyayaha means the cause of resolution, the source of dissolution. When you say cause of the Srishti Karanam and Laya Karanam, Apyayaha means Laya Karanam. What does it mean then? Sthiti Karanam also. So, Prabhavaha Apyayaha. When the Seth Solrapan is put it together, Prabhavapyayau means Srishti Sthiti Laya Karanam. Because of the origin, resolution and sustenance. Of what? Hi Bhutanam. Of all the beings. All the beings, Srishti Sthiti Laya Karanam, of all the beings means the source of creation, sustenance and resolution of all the beings is what? Ishwaraha Karanatma. Really literal word meaning I have done today. I have to explain everything. Sarveshwaraha, what does it mean? Sarvajnaha, what does it mean? Antaryami, what does it mean? Sarvasya Yonihi, what does it mean? I have to explain. So if you have any doubts, don't worry. I have not completed my explanation. Only given you the word meanings. You have to wait for my explanation. Okay? Is it clear or not? It is not clear. It is some also clear. Okay, Prajnaha. In fact, I tell you one thing. Only one thing I want to tell and complete it today. In Rama, when one form, see if you take a clay, a ball of clay, in a spherical form, all the forms are there. One spherical form, all geometrical forms are there. There is no form which is not there. See, in square, rectangular is not there, in rectangular, square is not there. But in sphere, rectangular also is there, square also is there. Everything, all the forms are there, all the geometrical forms are there. Like that in Ganesha, Rama or Devi are not there. In Rama, Ganesha, Devi are not there. In Devi, Ganesha and Rama are not there. But in Shivalingam, all the forms are there. That is why worship of Shivalingam and this Alsalagrama, the fossilized stone seen as Mahavishnu, all the forms, this stands for all the forms. Is highly revered. Okay, and nothing else, because we can invoke, you know, in Ganesha, you know, everything also. But what I'm saying, generally, like that, we are going to say Karanatma means Sarveshwaraha, Antaryami, Sarvajnaha. We see all knowledge is Bhagavan, all the material is Bhagavan, and all the, you know, all the forms, all the names, undifferentiated is what? Ishvara. Differentiated manifest is what? Vishnu. Imperceptibly differentiated is what? Brahma. Hiranyagarbha. Anyway, this I have not completed. I have only explained the certain words, but I have yet to complete do this. We'll take care of next class.
One question, John.
Yes, sir.
Chetana and Achetana.
Yeah.
Now, the stones, you still get the pervading or pervading consciousness in the stones.
Yes, yes, yes.
But
yes.
The consciousness
in Achetanam also, Achetanam also, Chaitanyam is there.
Chaitanyam is there. But Chaitanyam, there is no mind, there is no reflecting medium. Is that right?
Yeah.
There is no reflecting medium.
Manifestation, yeah. Manifestation is not there. Therefore, it is lifeless.
So, what about plants? But
life is not there. Life is manifestation of consciousness. Is called life.
Is there a sukshma shariram in plants also? And if so, it is to the manifesting that sukshma shariram is less advanced than in a man.
That's why wherever there is sukshma, there is manifestation of consciousness.
Yeah.
And in keeping with the condition of the sukshma, level of manifestation also is different, differs. The level of manifestation differs from being to being means in keeping with the condition of the sukshma. Therefore, in achetanam also chaitanyam is there, but manifestation of life, manifestation of chaitanyam is not there. Therefore, we call it achetanam. Chaitanam means consciousness is there, is also manifest. So, Chaitanyam means consciousness. Chaitanam means conscious. The stone is not conscious because there is no manifestation of consciousness. The consciousness has to become manifest for a thing to become conscious. Conscious means a life, isn't it? There is no self-consciousness in other beings, but is some manifestation of consciousness. So self-consciousness is the highest form of manifestation of consciousness.
Sorry to interrupt. You know, is it the part of the ego and the intellect part of it is the one that matters, isn't it? For the manifestation to a higher degree.
We call it ego.
Higher degree in man.
Yeah. Ego, we call it ego.
And the intellect part of it.
Yeah.
Pranas and all the others, all the parts of the sukshma are in all the other beings.
In keeping with sthula.
Yeah.
In keeping with sthula, sukshma also differs.
Yeah.
In keeping with the sukshma, manifestation also differs.
Yeah.
Level of manifestation differs. But if you see, the consciousness is manifest in all the beings at different levels is one and the same.
Yeah.
The consciousness, which is manifest in different levels, in different sukshmas, and obtaining in different sthulas, is one and the same consciousness.
Yeah.
The same consciousness pervades the inanimate also. That is why we worship everything. Okay, we'll see in the next class. We will continue in the next class. And then if you have any doubts, please go back with the doubts. And don't stir in the doubts and get confused, more confused. Come back with the same doubts. And next class, and listen to me, all the doubts will be cleared. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.